welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Our guest today is Max Corcoran, who's well known as a groom for some 11 years with the O'Connor team and is now kind of semi-retired and doing a lot of other things, including a brand new project that the USEA is launching, and she's here to tell us all about it. Max, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Now, it is a very exciting new prospect that you're putting out there for the benefit of the membership, and it's come about really by popular demand, isn't it?
It really has. You know, this year at the USEA convention, we did a group of grooms and stable managers to do an open forum, and it was very widely received, and people had such a great time and couldn't believe that we hadn't done it before. And there's definitely a real need for horsemanship and stable management knowledge throughout the U.S. That's something that's just sort of, for some reason, there's been a major gap in there. So there's definitely been a need and a request to help bridge that gap. So they've come to myself and Katie Thornton, who runs the farm for Michael Pollard, to help them come up with some ideas and to be able to spend some time teaching all the different areas.
And now the interest, I think we would safely say, has come mainly from the amateur world and the young professionals.
For sure, yes, exactly. The amateurs, a lot of these people didn't get to grow up in stables. They didn't get to play with their horses, and they're working 9 to 5 and they're trying to do the best they can, and this is supposed to be fun for them. And so there's a bit of, you know, they don't get a chance to know what the rest of us barn rats have grown up learning and knowing and doing. So, and they want to know, they want to take care of the best care of their horses possible. And the young professionals, they just really, again, they just want the knowledge so that they can continue teaching their people and they can also look after their horses better.
Now, you having done the presentation at the convention last year, Max, you got a sense of what people were interested in, and you've subsequently done a presentation at a recent area talk, haven't you, up north. Now, tell us a little bit about the kind of subject areas that people seem most interested in.
My goodness, Area 8 was fantastic and asked me to come up and talk to them, and I had such a great time with that group of people. They're such a fantastic group. And they asked such a wide range of questions, everything from, you know, basic nutrition to studs to, you know, what's the best type of cross country boot to, you know, what kind of clothing does your kid need to go to a horse show, and sort of a little bit everything in between, shipping horses, the difference between, you know, shipping horses in the cold versus the hot, and what do we do? And they're all fantastic questions. And it's a lot of knowledge you wouldn't know unless you know, you have the experience. As they say, experience is what you get just after you needed it. So it was a wide range of questions pertaining to eventing. And so it was fun to be able to help these people. I really enjoyed it.
So clearly the demand is there, and you and Katie will tour the country pretty much, going to the different areas, won't you, to make these presentations. Tell us what the formula will be for that.
For sure, yeah. The USEA has come up with funds to send Katie and I, not necessarily as a pair, because both of our schedules are busy. So one or the both of us will try to get to every single area. The USEA is sponsoring a day from each area, and if the areas want us for another day, they can come up with those funds. But they will pay for us to be out there to talk to everything from nutrition, veterinary, grooming, basic tack selection, bandages and boots, blanketing, stabling at a horse show, conditioning, care at the show turnout for horse and rider, basic farriery, everything in between. So there's definitely a curriculum. A little bit is going to be, you know, your basic knowledge, and a little bit is just going to be a question and answer. There's specific things for individual horses that people want to know about. So that's going to be a pretty broad range. Hopefully we can squeeze it all into a day.
So will this mainly be an oral presentation then, Max, or will you have teaching aids as well?
Oh, hopefully all of the above. Oral, written, hands-on. I mean, a lot of people, there's ways that people learn in so many different ways, whether it's visual or hands-on or audio. And so to be able to show people exactly what you're talking about and stuff, it's hands-on with the horses, I feel like, is always the best way to be able to show someone and to help people learn.
So this series begins this year. What is the schedule right now?
As of right now, we're working on the schedule between Joe Whitehouse and Lou Leslie. They're on the Board of Governors. They're working on putting together a schedule for us to hopefully get to each area. They're trying to do it during either the young rider camps or the adult rider camps. Seems to be the best sort of time when they're going to get the majority of the people together. So as of right now, we're just waiting to hear what the schedule is, and we're going to go from there.
Now, of course, technology and methodologies, modalities, of course, in the veterinary world are constantly changing. How do you keep abreast of that? As a groom, you're deeply immersed in it. So it's a matter of calling on the professionals, I guess, to keep all that information new and current.
Correct. Yeah, I'm lucky enough to be friends with some of the top grooms and farriers, vets and farriers. So a lot of it's just sort of knowledge, asking, seeing, doing, being, touching, being there and asking the questions. It's a fantastic world because there are such great technologies that are improving and we get to learn more every day. So just because, you know, my knowledge is continuing to grow as much as everybody else's can. So you never stop learning.
So when you're at these one-day seminars, there will be an option for you to stay another day at the expense of the local area. So it won't actually cost the members in that area anything for that first day. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. Yep. So USDA is sponsoring the one day, and then the areas can sponsor any additional days.
Right. So it's going to be a busy year for you to get these together, and then they will lead up to the USCA convention then again in early December. Will you be putting on that same sort of presentation with your colleagues there?
I think so. It was so widely received. Everybody was pretty adamant that we did it again, and we had such a good time doing it. It was a great group of people, and I think after people probably didn't know exactly what to expect, but now that they have, they can ask us questions. And I feel a little bit too that sometimes people get a little intimidated by the riders when they're doing the rider forum. And so for people to be able to talk to us, I feel like they could open up more and ask more specific personal questions.
Right.
So that was great. And then with that too, we are going to do the horsemanship task force, which this is a part of, we're going to be hosting more educational seminars during the USCA convention too. We've sort of made a push to have that happen more and more each year. So we're going to be getting more and more of a blocks of time to be able to continue doing that.
Will there be any resources that members can take away, Max? I know that you're also working on another project that I'm involved with you. So that would be a resource as well. Just let's talk about that and what will be available to members who want to get more information when you leave at the end of that day's seminar.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of different references for anybody out there that doesn't know. Chris and I are working on a webpage soon that's going to be a multimedia resource. It's going to be called Sport Horse Management, and we're going to discuss everything in very, very finite detail for around the world. Everything from, again, from, you know, your barns to your more of a broad range of things, stabling and nutrition and different types of bedding, different types of nutrition, you know, everything down to the weeds in your paddock, to legal requirements, to your insurance and everything in between. And we're going to be doing it in with print and photos and videos and audio. So that will be a good sort of go-to guide. That's going to be great to be able to use. And there's many resources. A lot of times people just have to look for them.
Yes, and we'll obviously have those references on the website, and you'll, of course, support that when you're out there in the field at the areas with these seminars. So I think together building a huge amount of resources there so people have something to turn to when they need it.
Correct. Yes, there's a lot of times. Sometimes it's just hard to find where to find the answer.
Yes, for sure. Well, this is exciting, Max, and obviously no better person to do it than you. And, of course, Katie Thornton, who, as you mentioned, operates Pollard Eventing. Two very experienced grooms, and I think will be of tremendous value to the USCA membership. So thank you very much for that. Good luck on your tour.
Thank you very much, and we're really excited to get out there and meet everybody.
And you'll be able to find out a lot more about this on the USEA's website. That's useventing.com. I'll be back with more news, views and interviews for the USEA's official podcast right here. So do join me again. I'm Chris Stafford, and thank you for listening.